You gonna stay on?
There's 10 people.
I was blessed a lot at all times. Praise God, continue to be in my mouth.
Amen.
I make a boast of the Lord. I'm a shout up and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt together. Lord, it is in the fellow temple. Lord, I keep silence upon him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thou speak thy name within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Give God some praise for this day. This is day.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God.
Day of
thank you, Jesus.
We're still here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And I'm grateful to God for every second.
Amen. I do too. Amen.
He allowed me to breathe this air.
Mm-hmm.
And part of his creation. Praise God for you and your patience. Waiting while we get the problem resolved. At least try to get it resolved. The Lord did it.
Yes, he did.
My Lord.
And so we thank God for yes, finally it back in and coming back on now.
Cause he never lost the battle.
Damn.
Never lost the battle. Never lost the battle. He never lost a battle.
Thank the Lord again for this opportunity to share with you on this glorious day.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He has kept us yet another week.
Mm-hmm.
Have we given some praise for that?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless the
Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
From that severe weather that said we may have, they get this last night. And I'm thankful for that.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. God is still working it out.
Yes,
for us. Each of us. He is still working it out. Glory, hallelujah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Right. At this time, we're going to go into our prayer. Okay, Dr. Steve.
Father, we want to thank you again for blessing us, God, to see this day.
Praise God.
Thank you for your mercy and your love and kindness and for every blessing that you have blessed upon us all. We just want to say thank you for everything, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, God.
And God, in Jesus' name, we just ask that thou will have mercy, forgive us of our sins.
Yes, Lord.
And all unrighteousness, Heavenly Father. And God, we thank you for this service today.
Yes.
We ask you, God, just take control in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God, and bless the one you are given charge today to speak your word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, bless him with the wisdom, God. Bless him with the knowledge. And let your spirit, God, be in him in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, as you speak to him, that we hear what you say in the name of Jesus. Bless us, God. And even those that are yet not with us today, God, according to the needs, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all things. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, so the devil is a lie. How many know that? How many out there know that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
He doesn't want this message to come forth today.
That's the truth.
Uh-huh. And God, we know that the word will defeat his purpose.
Yes. Yes.
His action and his things that he's trying to do. Tear us down and to do the things he came to do, to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yes,
it's
right, my
Lord. God's word is the answer to our problem.
Amen.
And we thank God for this. And it's time we will go into our lessons. We're running behind a whole hour. From the book of Luke, 12th chapter, and begin at verse 22, and Philippians, 4th chapter, and verse 6.
Verse what?
6.
Verse 6. Are we there?
Amen.
Amen.
Luke 12, begin with verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. For life is more than the meat, and the body is more than the raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses, nor bond, and God feeded them. How much more are ye better than the fowl? And which of you, with thinking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? From Philippians 4 and 6. Got it?
Yes.
Amen.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Okay, we want to talk to you briefly today concerning this topic. Don't worry. Don't worry. Tell somebody, tell three people, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Amen.
Okay. Now tell yourself, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry yourself.
It's the most important thing that we tell ourselves every day. Don't you worry today.
Amen.
And to say, I refuse to worry.
I refuse to worry.
I refuse to worry.
It's the devil's job to get you worried.
My Lord.
It's his job to bring about negative and things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's not about anything that's positive. He's about destruction.
Mm-hmm.
He's about destroying your spirit.
Yes.
Destroying
yes.
your hope.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying your ways, your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
everything that may be good and useful for you in this life. The devil is there to bring doubt upon it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
so. When you worry,
mm-hmm.
that means that you don't trust God.
Amen.
And we say that we trust God.
Yeah.
Do we not?
Yes. Amen. Yes, we do.
Hey, we say we trust God.
Amen. Uh-huh.
And then we don't we worry about what God can do,
mm-hmm.
won't do, will do, or maybe he'll do.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But we're not supposed to worry about what God will do.
My Lord.
We just go by what it said he'll do.
What it said he'll do. That's
and
true.
That should be sufficient. Okay. When we think about all of the capability that God has.
Mm-hmm.
He is almighty.
Yes, he is.
All powerful.
Uh-huh.
All knowing.
Mm-hmm.
He is everything.
Yes, he is.
All
everything.
In one.
Amen.
Amen.
And he cannot fail.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
He is a magnificent, wonderful, awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
And there's no other like him.
Uh-huh. No other.
Amen.
Nobody can come close to him in compassion.
Mm-hmm.
No other spirit. No other thing present, no thing yet to come.
Amen.
God is the absolute.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Okay, and what God can't do,
my Lord,
be done.
Amen.
But then there's nothing that he can't do.
Amen.
Okay, so everything is covered under the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
If God said it, then it's already done.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
But when he says things, he makes it happen. Right then.
Yes.
Okay. Thank all creation.
Mm-hmm.
All he didn't say, all he was had to say was, let there be.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
And he named out what he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
And once he said what it is that he wants to be, it was there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just that quickly. Okay. Just that simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
As he speaks, things happen as he speaks it. Simultaneously.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. If it's not there, then it's there when he speaks it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There be. Okay. And it is so. So why are you worried?
Worried, yes.
Okay. Whew. God said that he won't let nothing come on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not able to handle.
Amen.
That's what he said, my Lord.
So, why are you worried?
Worried,
yes.
And come to the conclusion that I can't do this no longer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take this no longer.
My Lord.
I bear this no longer. You know more than God.
Mm-mm.
And God knows how much you can bear because and how long you can carry it because he already knows what tomorrow holds.
That's true. That's
we don't even know what the next second holds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are saying what comparing what we can do and can't do to God.
Yes.
God told you not to worry about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he has it in control.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
He has it in his hand.
Yes, he does.
Okay. And nothing happens unless he allows it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if he allows it to happen, then it must be his will.
Amen.
And his will must be done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because he's God.
Yes.
Right? So let us keep that in mind. Okay? God is that awesome God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Anything.
All things.
Right. Yes, yes.
God cannot lie. He will not lie. He shall not lie.
True.
All right? Mm-hmm. And he never has lied. That's mm-hmm. God. If God said it, then you can bank on it.
Uh-huh.
You can take that to the bank. And it will not be stamped insufficient funds. Mm-hmm. It won't come back on you. It will be what God said it will be.
Amen.
All right. You just got to know it for yourself. Our problem is we got to see it. If we don't see it, then we don't believe it.
Amen.
Okay. If it doesn't, if I don't feel it,
uh-huh.
it must not be happening.
Glory be God.
If I still feel something that's probably gone, I must still have it. That's the way we think. If we think about things of reality for the physical part,
mm-hmm.
what I can see, what I can taste, what I can touch,
mm-hmm.
what I can feel, those mm-hmm. things that we can use our five senses to analyze.
Amen.
When we believe that. But we got to go beyond the five senses.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody coined the term a few years back, get step outside the box. Get out that box that you have boxed yourself in. And you can't move no further than the box has room.
Mm-hmm.
Your box is like a room you should close yourself up in. Okay, and now put the boiler room in your house, perhaps, and that's the restroom, the bathroom. You go close yourself in that bathroom, you can't move but so far, do but so much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. And sometimes you can't even lay down in it. It ain't big enough for you to lay down in. Right? In some cases. And so that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We boxed ourselves in, and all that we can't see and do outside of that box, we worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you got to get outside, out of the box. You don't trust God until you step out of the box.
Amen.
Okay. God has got you secure in a place,
mm-hmm.
but he told you to step outside the box.
Man.
Take Peter, for instance. Jesus had set them across the lake while he went invested a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the fourth hour in the night, they saw Jesus walking on the water.
Amen.
Coming towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And at first they thought it was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because they know men can't walk on water.
That's true.
Well, so they analyzed it and said it must be a ghost. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we do, we take things that we know to be a fact as far as the man is concerned. We know those things to be things that we may have experienced and know mm-hmm. that we can't do. All right. And then when we see something happening that ain't supposed to happen,
mm-hmm.
we assume it must be this or this or that and that. You assume that it must be a ghost. It got to be a spirit. It got to be this. Okay. You remember more the words of Jesus? He told his disciples when they saying, who can be saved? All right.
My Lord.
About Holler is this with a white rich man
mm-hmm.
entered into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and then say, well, who can be saved? All right.
Uh-huh.
He said, with man, some things are impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Yes.
And how many things?
All things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many things again?
All things.
All things.
Okay. Well, we got about two people believe that. How many things?
All things.
All things.
Okay. We mm-hmm. got to speak things into existence. Nothing happened in the beginning until God spoke it.
Yes.
Amen.
We got to call it what it is.
Amen.
Okay. And start assuming things mm-hmm. and just call it what it is.
What it is. That's true.
Speak it into existence. God has given you that power. Okay. Mm-hmm. God has. He tells them the preacher Paul saying, call that it is as if it were mm-hmm. not, and that is not, count it as it is.
Amen.
Okay. You got to claim it before you see it.
Amen.
When you claim it,
mm-hmm.
it comes to become so.
Amen.
But when you don't claim it, you lose that on it.
My Lord.
Right? We have not.
Because we ask not.
Because we ask not.
Yes, that's true.
Okay? You got, tell the neighbor, you got to use your mouth.
You got to use your mouth.
But make sure you
use your mouth
for the right thing.
Yes.
Make sure you use your mouth for the right thing. Amen.
And saying the right thing.
Yes. Glory be to God.
Don't use your mouth to pull somebody else down.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't use your mouth to be in judgment.
Yes.
That one. Don't use your mouth for these evil thoughts that we have. Don't let that mouth bring out things that you ought not say.
Amen.
The word said, it's not what goes in that defile you.
Yes.
It's what you bring out.
That's true.
That defiles you. So why are you worrying about this and
yes,
that?
Yes.
Why are you in worrying by all these negative things that happen?
God, mm-hmm.
And it happened, God said it must happen.
Amen.
It must happen.
And it happened for his glory.
Yes.
So who are you to condemn what God put out there for his glory?
Preach your pastor.
Why are you to grow and say, what you think ought to be happening.
Yes.
When God has already got his day planned.
Amen.
Planned before you were here.
That's true.
Planned before creation was here. Amen. God had everything in control.
Amen.
What he's doing.
Glory be to God. That's true.
Amen. He knows everything.
Yes, he does.
Okay. He knows how long it takes for you to do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he worked that out for you. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry. God is in control.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Philippians say, rejoice in the Lord. When? Always.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you supposed to be sad?
No time.
He said, rejoice in the Lord always.
Always.
And again, I say,
rejoice.
Just in case you didn't hear him the first time. He said, again, I told you, rejoice.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So the next time somebody is sad, say rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to you again, sad. Again, I'll tell you, rejoice.
Yes.
Don't join in the negative conversation. Mm-hmm. Just remind them, you just need to rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Your answer is in the Lord, not in the problem.
Amen.
Yes.
Rejoice in the Lord that made the day.
Yes.
Rejoice in the Lord that creates everything and causes it to happen or allow it to happen.
Amen.
God is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All in all.
Yes, he is.
Say, let your moderation be known unto all men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Lord is at hand.
Yes, he is.
Everybody you see, talk about the Lord. Mm-hmm. Talk about what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
What he will do. Mm-hmm. What he has already done.
Yes.
All right. Tell about the goodness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Psalm 51:50 say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him in his sanctuary.
Yes, yes.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Yes.
Okay. You praise God for his mighty acts.
Uh-huh.
Because he is good.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
All right. Not because of what happened to you.
Uh-uh.
But praise God for who he is.
That's right.
Praise God for what he's doing.
Yes.
Praise God for what he's going to do.
Uh-huh.
Praise him for his excellent greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him for his mighty act.
Yes.
Okay. And praise him with anything you got that you can praise him with.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ain't got to have nothing special.
That's true.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God gave you everything you need to do
yes,
have
sir.
Praise him with.
Lord. Amen.
You got hands. You can put them together.
Mm-hmm.
We call it clapping.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
A mouth.
Yes.
A tongue in it that he gave you to speak.
Amen.
You can praise him.
Amen.
Somebody said if I had 10,000 tongues. I just want to ask you this question. What are you going to do with 10,000 tongues when you don't even use the one you got?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's going to have a bung of mess in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. With 10,000 tongues, I praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Every one. And got one and only praise him with it.
Amen.
Okay. So why are you worried? I always want more than what you need.
Yes, sir.
He gave you what you need, one tongue.
That's right.
He knew one tongue would be enough because look at all that mess we get ourselves in with that one tongue. What we're going to do with 10,000.
God hammers.
We'll be in chaos from the moment we wake up to the day go to sleep. Okay. You want me, babe, go to sleep because that sun could be going on.
Yes, sir.
Worrying about this and worrying about that.
Uh-huh.
To be careful for nothing.
Nothing.
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
Mm-hmm.
And with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry. That be careful thing is saying, don't worry about nothing.
Yes.
Okay. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be known to the Lord. So everything, give God thanks.
Amen.
This is the will of God.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus concerning you.
Thank you.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So, keep that in mind. God's peace should be enough to calm you. God's peace should be enough to sustain you.
Yes.
God's peace should be enough to cheer you up.
Amen.
Okay. Knowing who he is and what he's able of doing. We don't have no need to. We don't have a need to worry. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes.
That's what you're going to be thinking about.
Uh-huh. Right?
Not things that you're worrying about. Instead of worrying, think about things that's good. Think about things that's honest. Think about things that are pure. Think about things that are lovely. Think about things that are good report. Think about all those heavenly things. Without wasting your time with those other things. Go back to Luke. Okay. And Luke 12. Okay. You got that?
Yes.
Well, what?
Luke 12. I text.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
So he said unto his disciples, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for what neither the body, what ye shall put on. Okay? We spend a whole lot of time worrying about what we're going to eat and worrying about what we're going to wear. And that time you're spending worrying about that, you could be thinking about goodness of the Lord. Okay. And eat that what the word said, eat what's set before you.
Eat what's set before you. Amen.
My Lord.
With there's two choices. When it comes to clothing and food. Okay. With there's choices. We're tired of this and we're tired of that.
Yep. Amen. Okay.
God didn't give you too many things to eat on. Okay. But he gave you what you need to sustain you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you what you need to keep you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you what you need to do to keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He didn't try to satisfy your taste buds. Okay. Because you are never satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Because we worry so much, we ain't satisfied. We want this today, tomorrow we're tired of it. You want that, and we get it, and then we use it for a few days, and then we throw it away.
Amen.
Okay. When it's sunny, we enjoy it for a few days,
mm-hmm.
but then we want some rain to come.
Yeah.
When mm-hmm. the rain comes, we want it to stop.
Amen.
Uh-huh. No, get a little snow, we want it to stop.
Amen.
And then we complain yeah. all the time. Okay, amen. We don't know what we want.
Lord
have mercy. Okay, always worrying about this and that and the other. Okay. So, life is more than meat, and the body is more than ramen. Keep that in mind. Your life ain't about all your what you eating and what you wearing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? So you worried about all this? Don't you know God will take care of you? The scripture said, I was young and now I'm old.
Yeah.
Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, not that seed made in prayer. God will take care of your needs.
Yes, he will.
Okay. He didn't say you weren't going to get hungry. Okay. Because they tell you, get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a day that hungry and thirst. After watching you. Okay. But he did say he will take care of your need.
Mm-hmm.
Your need is what you need to survive. And I always say there's only three things: air, water, and some food. Everybody else we won't.
Mm-hmm.
But we want it so much that we say, I got to have it.
Amen.
Without it, you ain't got to have it.
Amen.
You can't live without air. You can't live without water. You can't live without food.
Amen.
Those are the three things you can't live without.
Yes.
And those are the three things that you have need of.
Amen.
Everything else is a want.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. And we'll worry about more about wants than we do our needs.
Amen.
So we don't want water. We want something else.
Yes.
Okay. We don't want this food, we want another kind of food.
Amen.
All you do is take that same food and fix it a different way.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many in here, how many of you, by worrying about how short you are, can worry on enough flesh to make you taller? Okay. How many can do that?
No one, Lord.
Okay. Now no. You can't even do that for yourself. The next voice take care of you. If you then be not able to do that thing with the least, so God said that's the least thing you can do. Worrying on some extra height or worry off some extra fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you can't do this little thing, the least, why take you thought for big things, other things in the world. Why are you taking thought for that? You can't do one thing to help yourself. How you gonna worry things right otherwise?
Oh man.
Worrying is a waste of time.
Yes.
And a waste of your life. A waste of your joy.
Yes.
A waste of your peace.
Amen.
A waste of your loving kindness.
Amen.
A waste of your hope.
Yes.
It's a waste of your deliverance.
Yes. Amen.
Tell your neighbor again, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Worry never hurt, never help anybody.
Amen.
Worry and help kill you.
Amen.
Worry hold you back.
Amen.
Worry and keep you bound.
Mm-hmm.
Worry to keep you in that boat.
Yes.
When you need to step out of the boat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is what I was saying about Peter.
Amen.
All right. When he saw Jesus, tell your neighbor, you got to see Jesus. Okay. You got to see Jesus in everything.
That's true.
And your deliverance. You got to see Jesus in your hope. You got to see Jesus in everything you need to make it through. See Jesus. He said, with him, all things are possible.
Amen.
God, with you, man, some things are impossible.
Mm-hmm.
God, all things are possible.
Amen.
See Jesus.
Amen.
Didn't he tell you to seek him first?
Amen.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
And all other things he'll add unto you.
Yes.
Seek Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
All right. So see him. Mm-hmm. Everything will be all right.
Amen.
He will do that for you.
Uh-huh.
He will. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Want to do it?
Yes, yes, he will.
Want to do it?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So Peter said, Master, if it's you, bid me to come.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus said, come.
Yes.
Peter stepped out of the boat. He has called you out of your boat.
Yes.
He called you out of your misery.
Yes, yes.
You out that worrying that you keep doing for nothing.
Yes.
Because all it's going to send your blood pressure higher and higher and higher.
Amen.
The point that some of you have stroked out.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the way the devil is killing you by causing you to worry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot problem coming from you worrying.
Amen.
So don't worry.
Don't worry.
Stop worrying. Don't worry about nothing.
Amen.
If it be, it is.
Amen.
And what will be, will be.
Amen.
And my word ain't gonna change not a bit of it.
Sure ain't.
Call on the Lord. Pray about it. That's what I do when they talk about the storm coming. I tell Lord, keep him away. And then I don't worry about it after then. If it happens, it still happens because God said it must happen. And what God said must happen, must happen. It's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you were or not, you didn't stop that wind. That's why I can go to sleep in a hurricane. Ain't no need of me and Jesus staying up. Jesus got it going. He told me to rest. But they come unto me, all you that labor in heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
He didn't say I'm gonna give you something to worry about. I'm giving you hope. And it's not gonna happen except God says so.
Amen.
If he doesn't say so, it will not happen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Like the devil cried to keep this service going on for me, babe.
Yes.
My Lord.
Because he didn't want somebody being delivered.
Amen.
That's true.
Somebody's in here been worrying.
Mm-hmm.
And your worrying is needlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Amen.
All right. So God takes care of that bravery. He takes care of the lilies of the field.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He'll do the same for you. God does clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven. How much more will he clothe you? Okay. Oh, ye of little faith.
Mm-hmm.
Step out of that boat and walk on water. Mm-hmm. Step out of that boat and do the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be delivered from your fear. Be delivered from your distrust of God.
Amen.
Be delivered and know that God is working it out.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And it's happening, whatever it is, let mm-hmm. it go.
Let it go.
Stop clinging to things.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and let it go because it's the Lord's will.
Yes.
And we close it, say, and everything.
Give God thanks.
Give God thanks.
Yes. Thank you, God.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Concerning you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the let 1 Thessalonians 5:18-19, I believe that's the right version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In everything.
Yeah. Amen.
What are we worried about? Okay. What are we getting upset about?
Nothing.
Okay. Everything. Do what?
Everything.
Glory to God. Do what? I don't hear anybody.
What do you
say? And everything. Do what?
Give thanks.
Give thanks.
Give God thanks. Yeah. Why?
This is his will concerning us.
It is his will.
Yes.
God's
yes,
will.
Concerning me.
Concerning yeah. each of us.
Yes, yes.
And we say his will what? His will what?
His will must be done.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, everything that's happening to you is God's will.
That's
not
right.
That God is doing it to you. He just allowed it to uh-huh. happen so he can get some what?
Glory out of your life.
Out of your mm-hmm. life.
Amen.
All right. He wants some glory out of your life. So stop worrying.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to change it. Having to pay your car bill off by worrying. Having to pay your mortgage by worrying.
My Lord.
Okay. Having to got a new pair of shoes to work by sitting out in your house and worrying about them getting on your feet. Okay. How many have stopped somebody from lying on you by worrying about it? So why are you worried?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Why, how many of you forgive somebody and being delivered from mm-hmm. your problem, the worrying?
My Lord.
Why are you worrying about it?
mm-hmm. Not worth it.
Remember, mm-hmm. God got it.
God got it.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Because Romans 8:28 says, and you know.
You know. Mm-hmm.
All things are working together. For the good of them that love God.
Amen.
For them that are called. Basically that are called by his purpose.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For his purpose, Adam. That you are here for God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
You are here
yes.
to carry out his purpose, not yours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when things don't go your way, this thing about it, it's not for me. It's God's glory.
Yes.
And give him the thanks for it. Mm-hmm. Now last verse, Matthew 5, 11 and 12. Matthew 5, 11 and 12. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got it?
Yes.
Amen.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my name's sake.
Mm-hmm. All right there. The first word was what?
Blessed are you.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Blessed. Blessed. You are blessed. When man does what?
Shall revile you.
Revile you. Somebody's reviling you. They working on you. They're picking on you. They're bullying you. All right. And the word that you being blessed. Uh-huh. How you receive it? You seem to have a curse, don't you? You have something bad. And you don't want to learn about it. But the boy said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you.
For my name's sake.
Okay. And say all manner of evil.
Against you.
Against you.
Uh-huh.
All right. So why are you being worried about these things? Why are they doing these good things? Why? They're doing it because they're trying to bless you.
That's true.
They don't know they're blessing you. Because what that evil they're trying to do, God's going to turn it around and do that what? To your what? Yeah. To your blessing. He's going to turn it around for your good.
Yes.
Everything that come at you evil, God's gonna turn it around up good. So why are you worried?
Good.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be thanking them.
Yes.
Amen.
Instead of wanting to knock them down, when you get back so you can hug one another, you ought to hug them.
Amen.
And bless the Lord. Why are you being worried about these things? Blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute, and say all about evil against you. What's the 12th verse say?
Rejoice and be exceeding glad.
You need to do what?
Rejoice and be exceeding glad.
When they're persecuting me, I'm supposed to what?
Rejoice.
How many rejoice when you're being persecuted?
Nobody.
All right.
Yeah.
God giving you the victory and you get mad.
Amen.
God giving you a blessing and you get mad because he blessed you.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice, he said.
And be exceedingly glad.
And be exceedingly glad. Glad.
Yes,
be exceedingly glad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can rejoice and be. And that's not a mediocre glad.
Mm-hmm.
It seemingly means what? Abundantly.
Abundantly.
Yes. Running over.
Uh-huh.
Set down. Mm-hmm. Taking it down. All right. You getting more than you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Exceedingly glad. You're going to feel just bursting out with joy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Right, you be overwhelmed with joy.
Yes, sir.
Be glad. Why?
Well, great is your reward in heaven.
Great is your reward in heaven. See what they're doing, they're blessing you by starting up you some rewards in heaven.
Amen.
Okay, it's like you got an insurance policy up there. It might have been $10,000, but they're going to increase it to
$20,000.
Somebody else is going to come around and increase it to
$30,000.
And just keep on blessing you by getting your reward in heaven greater and greater and greater.
Amen.
You have so much in heaven that you don't even know what to do with it.
Yes.
That's true. My Lord.
Okay. All right.
Great is your reward in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Don't worry. You be blessed. Don't worry. Be blessed and be rejoicing to relieve this tension and problem. God bless you.
God bless you.
And may heaven smile upon you.
Praise God. No,
rain
good word, my Lord. Mm.
Mm. Anybody got in? Not been.
Amen.
Yeah. Good service, Pastor. I just wanted to say that I see why the enemy was trying to keep the system down, technical difficulties, because he didn't want us to hear that good word.
Amen.
And at the same time, my gospel music on the TV, the volume wouldn't work. So that came back on too. At the same time, the message came on. So
right now.
God is good.
Yes, he is. Amen. All the time. Praise
God. God had it coordinated.
Yeah. Yeah. And that song that came on was in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's why they said them, because I was enjoying it.
I had it on there. Hurry.
My Lord.
After I started asking who's that door that's singing.
Ooh, I wish I could sing. Steve, don't you laugh.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Give me some of your batteries.
Remember, Mother Thelma had to go through the awesome barrier of a sister. Okay, anybody got those dates?
My Lord.
I think the way is viewing is 4-6, I think. So I think it's Tuesday. Is it always a moment? Anybody know?
I don't.
I thought it was already happened, Pastor. I talked with Matt yesterday. I think it's already happened.
No, we won't yesterday.
I'm not for sure.
Matt told me on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Friday. And then have another date, and I got it confused with the other thing because I was probably taking George to the doctor on Tuesday, and I didn't know where I just factored that in on the same time or what.
Yes, sir.
But I think it's Tuesday, Howard. And it went more on the Wednesday 11. Great side.
Okay. Let's keep Deacon Wilson, him and his son, in prayer. And also, I don't know many of you who know, but we had cousin Billy Lewis. He passed on yesterday. And I should keep his family in prayer. That is Deacon Odell Lewis's nephew.
And I want you to pray for my husband Cliff. He's going in for surgery on tomorrow.
Yes. Hello everyone. Pastor Burnett. Burnett, he's scheduled to go for surgery tomorrow. And the next day he'll be in. So just keep in prayer. His son is coming.
And continue to pray for Juanita Sanders and Tiffany Gibson and Johnny McKinley Jr.
Right.
I ask a prayer for Daryl and Sandra Cunningham for God to draw them closer to him and to draw them closer to each other. And also
for Sandra for she's going for a test for cancer, and we're praying that when she goes, she'll get a good report.
All right.
Amen.
Let us pray. We come to God in the name of your son, Jesus, we come before your Father, knowing that you said, ask and it shall be given to us.
Amen.
You shall praise find, God. Knocking the door shall be open. So we're coming today asking, knocking and seeking for to our fathers and the needs of these whose names were called out in prayer. God, you know the condition and you know all about it. You know how it's going to work out. And we pray that God will comfort us down in that.
Yes,
God. We go trusting you that everything's going to turn out all right. Heal all that is not right. In the name of Jesus, delivers us, God, from sickness and diseases and the causes of diseases. In the name of Jesus, God, those that are going through surgery, we pray that God will guide everyone on the surgical team's hand that don't respect God. In the name of Jesus, that everything will go out as planned. In Jesus' name, pray. God, those that are bereaved, we pray that God will
God.
By letting them know that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And it's time to let them go. And in the name of Jesus, for those that died in you, God, we know that they are resting from their labor. And
have your way, God.
Blessing that you have blessed them with. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for all. In Jesus, everybody that's aching in the body, we bound that ache. In the name of Jesus, we give God the glory for all he has taken us to and delivered us from.
Worthy.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
But Dr. Steve, you give this benediction.
Yes. Father, thank you, God, for blessing us to be able to hear from you today. Thank you for your word, God, and I just ask you to bless each and every one of us, God. God, that we grow in your word. That we live your word in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for this opportunity of fellowship again.
Thank you, God.
Ask that God will continue to keep your loving arms around us all. Those, God, that are not yet under this voice, God, according to your will, our people, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. May the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ rest through and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, Father, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.